Raider Nation. I'm Michelle, and this is my second season with football's fabulous females. It is incredible training for the silver and black on the sidelines. It pumps me up. It makes me proud. I'm so honored. I get so much from every single experience, that whether it's on the field, off the field, with the girls. It's just a huge blessing to be a part of this nation, and I couldn't be happier. This year, we had the privilege of shooting our calendar in beautiful Napa. Everything was just on point, from the locations to the swimsuits to the hair, makeup.
That's good.
And I know you all should go buy it. My passion is dance. It truly, truly is. Ever since I was young, it's just what I knew that I was meant to do. And there's not a day in my life that goes by that I don't want to dance. It's just a part of me, and it's a part of who I am, and that's why it's my passion. Hey, Raider Nation, I'm Michelle, and I'll see you on game day. Go Raiders.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, JT. From Raiderette Michelle to our own Raiderette, Jeanette Thompson, let's check in and see what the Raiders have been doing recently within the community.
Thanks, JT. Recently, the Raiders have been running around the community, literally. Last Saturday, hundreds came out to O.co Coliseum to participate in the Back to Football 5K and Kids Fun Run, made possible by the Raiders' relationship with the Oakland Running Festival.
I think it's awesome, man. It's bringing the Oakland community together.
I'm a big Raiders fan and a big runner, so this is like the ultimate combination of two things I love.
Later that same day, diehard members of Raider Nation from all over the world arrived at the practice facility in Alameda as part of the 15th annual Raiders Mecca.
My son's been coming since he was 7, so it's just really cool to get in and, you know, you don't get to see this.
I flew here from Nashville. This is my first time doing the Mecca, and it's great.
Fans enjoyed a tour of the headquarters and got to hear from Raider legend Lincoln Kennedy.
Lincoln was very, very nice. He gave us a real insight on the Raiders of his day.
I know you got it. Touchdown!
Meanwhile, wide receiver Rod Streeter, alongside punter Marquette King and free safety Usama Young, hosted a Gatorade junior training camp at New Highland Academy, Rise Academy in Oakland.
It's very important for them to get out and just play, you know, and also just come out here and have fun. That's what it's all about.
It's very important because the fans, they come out and support. The community always comes out and support.
The players ran drills with students and emphasized the importance of living a healthy and active lifestyle.
They were thrilled. The students loved Raiders.
Raiders on three. 1, 2, 3.
Raiders! That's what we've got happening in the community. Back to you.
Thanks, Jeanette. And Raider fans, remember, you can follow Jeanette every day as she hosts Behind the Shield at Raiders.com and follow the Raiders on Twitter and on Facebook. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Have an outstanding week.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.